Elon Musk's innovative Tesla marketing campaign this year is driving his car sales straight through the floor. And somehow, it just got even worse for him.
While one hand has been guiding the crusade against wasteful spending and fraud on American federal programs, his other hand has been trying to siphon millions in Canadian government subsidies using the exact same fraud-like tactics he claims to hate.
And Tesla just got caught in the act.
This past January, four Tesla dealerships filed paperwork declaring that they had sold 8,653 cars in a single weekend, which allowed them to claim nearly $30 million in Canadian government subsidies under their EV rebate program, a number so high that it essentially bankrupted the entire program.
So let's do the math. So their claim means that they sold two cars off of their lot per minute for three straight days, assuming that they were open for 24 hours. The math? It's not mathing.
Tesla's scheme drained Canada's EV rebate program so quickly that competing auto dealers were left out to dry before they could even submit their claims.
And now, their incoming transport minister is launching an investigation, claiming that these tactics mirror the very same fraud that Elon's Doge program has about to end here in the US.
Ayo, Alexa, what's the definition of projecting?
And just to clarify, this is the same guy who got rich off of American taxpayers' subsidies totaling over $38 billion over the past 20 years. But Canadian officials just froze all subsidies to Tesla under previous and future EV rebate programs, citing their alleged fraud and the ongoing tariff war.
Somewhere out there exist countries that actually hold megacorporations accountable for fraud. Like, for example, when they siphon public funds to crush your competition. We should try that here someday.